Hello, this is MadeByMommy.com's candy corn tutorial. To make the candy corn, you will need 3 colors of rubber bands, your bright yellow, your bright orange, and your white, 1 rainbow loom with your pegs lined up straight, a hook, and some patience. To make this charm, the rubber bands need to be really tight together, so this may take you a few tries to get. This is how the rubber bands go onto the loom. Starting with the yellow, we take 1 on the right side, straight up. Now we're going to take 2 at a time and put them to the side. And another 2 to the side. Then we're going to take 2 and go forward. Another 2 to go forward. And 2 more. Forward. Now I know I work fast. I've made this charm a lot of times. At any point, if you need to catch up, just pause the video until you're ready to move on. I've put rubber bands now 1 in this position, followed by 2 this way, 2 this way, and then coming back 2, 2, and 2. We're now going to switch colors to the orange. Taking 2 at a time, straight forward, 2, forward again, and then 2 more on the diagonal. So that was orange, 2, 2, and 2. Switching to the white color. We're going to go 2 forward and 2 on the diagonal. Bring that up close so you can see where you should be at. Your loom should look like that. And the order you put these on matter. You have to put yellow before orange before white. Okay, so now that we have that, we need to place some cap bands to keep this all secure and together. We're going to take 1 white and we're going to wrap it around this peg 4 times. I know that seems like a lot, but that's what helps your candy corn get a defined point. If it's any fewer, the end of the candy corn would round off. So we put 1 white rubber band around this peg 4 times. Now we're going to take an orange band and we're going to put it around these 2 3 times. So 1, twist it to come around again, twist to come around again. Now you have your orange rubber band on this one 3 times. And coming down to here, we're now going to wrap an orange rubber band around these 3 pegs twice. So once, fold it over, and twice. So 1 orange rubber band just went around here, twisted it and put it around again, so it's around twice. And that's what's going to help the shape come in on the diagonal. So now we have placed all our rubber bands. We can rotate our loom to begin hooking. So starting from here, we're going to look and confirm that the white rubber bands on top are the ones going to the diagonal. So we're going to reach back to stretch that quadrupled rubber band that's on top and hook both of those white bands. Pull them through the center and over to the side. Now back in to get the remaining two white bands. And bring those forward to this position. Okay. Now looking here, you can see that the oranges on the diagonal are on top. We're going to reach for those two. Bring them out and over on the diagonal. Go in again to get the remaining two rubber bands and bring them forward and then move over one peg here. Catch those two rubber bands and bring them forward. These are more straightforward because there's none that are doubled up. We're going to take these each straight forward. So the yellow one from the center, pull it up and over the peg in front of it. This one as well. So now what we're going to do is make that final line across the top. So starting from the right side, reach in, catch your two rubber bands, bring it to the middle, reach in again, making sure you get underneath all of them, up through the center. You need to look to make sure you've gotten all of them, because otherwise it'll come apart. And bring that over this side. And then finally, to keep this all secure, you're going to catch that one remaining rubber band that's on the bottom here and bring that up through the center. And we're going to release this rubber band and pull it through the loop to tie a knot tight. And then you are ready to take your candy corn off the loom. I like to use my hook for this so as to not strain any of the rubber bands. The more you stretch the rubber bands, the less they'll hold their shape. So taking them off with the hook instead of pulling keeps those rubber bands tight. And that is your candy corn. You can hook this onto a bracelet, a necklace, make it a keychain, whatever you'd like. You have this loop to work with, to work into another pattern. If you like my candy corn, take a look at my other videos. You'll probably like the witch's hat, the pumpkin, and the ghost, all of which match this candy corn for a really fun Halloween bracelet. Thank you again. If you've enjoyed this, do click like below and also click subscribe to be notified when I post additional videos. Happy Halloween from madebymommy.com.